Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. Today we look at Surah Ibrahim, verse number 24 and verse 25. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us another example and is presenting to us another parable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ. Do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents an example to you? What's the example? مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً. Of a pure statement. What is it? What is a pure statement similar to? كَشَجَرَةً طَيِّبَةً. Like a pure tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتْ. Its roots are firm. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And its branches are high in the sky. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. It produces its fruits every year, every time. Hin can either mean, be an interchangeable word for time, or hin can mean every season. كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, with the permission of its Lord. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents examples for mankind so they may learn a lesson. Now in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an example of a pure statement with a particular type of tree, which has four characteristics. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding this tree, كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً, that this tree is pure. Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi rahimahullahu ta'ala, while discussing what this means, that the tree is a pure type of tree, he says either this means, كَوْنُهَا طَيِّبَةَ الْمَنْظَرُ وَالصُّورَةِ وَالشَّكَلِ, that this tree is such that when you look at it, it looks good. It's a beautiful tree, it's not an eyesore. Or, وَثَانِيهَا كُونُهَا طَيِّبَةَ الرَّائِحَةَ, or that the tree has a beautiful scent to it, it doesn't have a stench that emits from it. وَثَالِثُهَا كُونُهَا طَيِّبَةَ الثَّمَرِ, يعني أَنَّ الْفَوَاكِهَا الْمُتَوَلِّدَ مِنْهَا تَكُونُ لَذِيذَةً مُسْتَطَابَةً. Or what it means is that the tree produces a fruit, and that fruit is pure, meaning that it's tasty, it's a delicious fruit. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding this tree, أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ, that its roots are very firm. أي راسخ باكن آمن الانقلاع والانقطاع والزوال والفناء. That this tree is firm in its roots. And what that means is that you can't just pull it out, pluck it out, and run away. This is the example of a pure statement. Once it takes its roots in the heart of a person, you can't just pluck it out. You can't just pull it out. It remains, it's firm. In order to take a tree out of the ground, you have to hire a specialist. They have to come with all these tools. You'll have to pay them a heavy fee. And then hours later, that tree may be out of the ground. Even that, they'll say, this is the best of our ability. There may be some remnants of this tree. The The third thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, that the branches of this tree are very high in the sky. They're everywhere. The scholars, while describing this, Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi says, أَنَّ الْإِرْتِفَاعَ الْأَغْسَانِ وَقُوَّتَهَا فِي التَّصَعُدِ يَدُلُّ عَلَى ثَبَاتِ الْأَصْلِ وَرُسُوخِ الْعُرُوقِ, that the branches being high are a sign that the roots are very deep and this root and this tree is very strongly grounded. Or the second thing, أَنَّهَا كَانَتْ مُتَصَاعِدَةً مُرْتَفِعَةً كَانَتْ بَعِيدَةً أَنْ عُفُونَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَقَاذُرَاتِ الْأَبْنِيَةِ فَكَانَتْ ثَمَرَاتُهَا نَقِيَّةً ظَاهِرَةً طَيِّبَةً عَنْ جَمِيعِ الشَّوَائِبِ. What this means is that the tree having high branches means that the fruits are secure. They aren't going to mix with the impurity of the ground or the dust that comes up from animals riding. And because these fruits are very high, they will be free from all the impurities that animals, you know, excrete or houses pass by or dust that sets. These fruits will be free because they're very high. And this is an example of a pure statement, that once a person finds the purest statement, the lowness of the world, the impurities of the world won't be able to affect this pure statement because it's in a very high, elevated, lofty place. The fourth thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this tree with is تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, that this tree is always producing, it's always giving fruits, it's always giving something out. It'll always be present. There'll never be a time that you come to this tree and it isn't offering something. And this is an example of the pure statement, that when a person has the most pure statement in their heart, and I'll explain what this pure statement is shortly, but when a person holds this purest statement in their heart, the fruits of it will be constant. It's not that today it'll benefit you and then this pure statement won't benefit you for 5 years or it won't benefit you for 10 years. It'll always benefit you. Whenever you want to take from it, there will be something there for you to reach up, grab, and you will have something to feed your soul with. Now what is this pure statement? Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi rahimahullahu ta'ala, after highlighting the characteristics of this tree, he says, إِذَا عَرَفْتَ هَذَا فَنَقُولْ مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْإِسْتِغْرَاقُ فِي مَحَبَّتِهِ وَفِي خِدْمَتِهِ وَطَاعَتِهِ تُشْبِهُ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ فِي هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ الْأَرْبَعِ. That when we try to understand what this pure statement is, ultimately it is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any statement that takes a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any statement that allows a person to build a strong connection with Allah, and it has these characteristics, that it grounds you properly, it gives you fruits throughout the year, it purifies you and saves you from the filth of this world, that statement in and of itself is a pure statement, then this is the statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking of. Now some of the Sahaba and Mufassirun, they went further to identify what this actual statement is. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, this statement that Allah is referring to, this pure statement, is the most pure statement, which is La ilaha illallah. There is no Allah, there is no God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than Allah, there is no one to worship. And this statement matches all of these characteristics. There are other positions presented as well on the tafsir of shajaratun tayyiba, kalimatun tayyiba, this pure statement. But Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu's statement, honestly, it suffices the discussion. There's no need to go any further because there is no statement. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The most virtuous form of dhikr is the statement, La ilaha illallah, that there is no God except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, at the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ, that this tree provides its fruit every so often or every time. The scholars differ in opinion on what this heen means, because as you may remember, when I was translating it, I gave it two translations. I either translated heen as all the time or every season. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that قال ابن عباس ستة أشهر, that this heen is referring to a 6 month cycle because the trees generally provide fruits every 6 months, they don't have fruits all the time. While another group of scholars, they say, Imam Zujaj, he says, جميع من شاهدنا من أهل اللغة يذهبون إلى أن الحين اسم كالوقت يصلح لجميع الأزمان كلها طالت أم قصرت. That what we see is that this word heen isn't restricted only to a 6 month period, that it provides fruits every 6 months. Rather, it's an aam word, it's a general word which refers to time, and therefore, whether the time is short or extended, this tree will continue to provide fruits. Now, someone can argue and say that most trees don't provide fruits through the year. And therefore, the Mufassirun further explain, they say, وَالْمُرَادُ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ أَنَّهُ ينتفع بها في كل وقت وفي كل ساعة ليلا أو نهارا. والسبب فيه أن النخلة إذا تركوا عليها التمر من السنة إلى السنة انتفعوا بها في جميع أوقات السنة. So this is a lot of Arabic, but I'll translate it for you in a very summarized statement. What they're saying is that even though the tree may not produce fruits through the year, but there are some trees that if you just let their fruits sit there, the fruit won't rot. Whenever you want, it's there. And this is the fruit of La ilaha illallah. Those fruits are always there. They never cease to exist. They sit there, they're just waiting for you to reach up and grab them. I close with a narration. The one time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the companions and he said to them, he recited this verse of Surah Ibrahim, verse number 24, regarding the pure statement and this pure tree and its characteristics. He then asked the companions, do you know which tree this is? There was a young companion by the name of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. He was sitting in the gathering. He was a younger person in the gathering. And he knew the answer. In his heart, he told himself that I think I know the answer. This pure tree that Allah is referring to in the Quran seems to be the palm tree, the date palm tree. But because he was young and he knew the adab of being a young person in a gathering with more senior people is to remain silent, so he didn't say anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then answered his own question and said that this tree that the Quran is referring to is the palm tree. The gathering ended. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, a young kid, he went to his father Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu and said, Pops, you know back there Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he asked that question, I knew the answer, but I didn't say it out of adab for my elders. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, had you answered that would have been the happiest day in my life. That my son was the one who answered the question of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet Umar radiallahu anhu did not rebuke him for remaining silent. Because what he did was the right thing. When young folks are in the gathering and there are elders there, the best thing for you to do is learn to stay quiet. Learn silence. And there are a lot of thoughts that I have on this particular issue, but maybe for another time. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be people who carry this pure statement, allows us to be people who benefit from this pure statement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us live with the pure statement and give us death on this pure statement. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.